It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Later this morning, the Food and Drug Administration will unveil its first national anti-smoking advertising campaign. As NPR's Rob Stein reports, the ad blitz is aimed at teenagers who are at greatest risk of becoming addicted to cigarettes, with messages that it thinks matter to them.
This is far from the first time anyone has launched an ad campaign designed to fight smoking, but it's the first time the Food and Drug Administration has done anything like this, using new powers it got recently from Congress. And FDA Commissioner Margaret Hamburg says the agency is going after a very specific group.
We're targeting at-risk 12 to 17-year-olds, those that are on the cusp of becoming smokers, either have been trying cigarettes but aren't committed smokers, or might be just one party away from taking up the habit.
The agency is spending $115 million on ads on radio and television, in magazines and billboards, and on the Internet. And the ads are doing something else that Hamburg says has never been done before, instead of warning about the usual long-term health risks like cancer and heart disease.
While most teens understand the serious health risks associated with tobacco use, they often don't believe the long-term consequences will ever apply to them.
So the ads will focus on things that the FDA's research has found does matter to them. One is how smoking could affect their looks by giving them wrinkles and messing up their teeth. This graphic TV ad, for example, shows a teenager trying to buy cigarettes at a convenience store.
Pack of cigarettes, please.
The kid then pulls out one of his teeth with a set of pliers to pay for them.
What's a pack of smokes cost? Your teeth. Smoking can cause serious gum disease that makes you more likely to lose them. What are cigarettes costing you?
Another ad depicts smoking as a tiny bully hiding inside a kid's locker.
Hey, buddy, let's take a little walk.
The scruffy, long-haired little bully knocks the kid down, forces him outside, and demands money. In the next scene, the bully interrupts the kid while he's watching a movie with his friends and drags him outside.
Come on, big boy. Pucker up.
Cigarettes are bullies. Don't let tobacco control you.
If you talk to teens about health consequences that really matter to them, like tooth loss, gum disease, skin wrinkling, or loss of control if you become addicted, from our research, we know that those are breakthrough messages that will grab their attention.
Mitch Zeller heads the FDA's Center for Tobacco Products.
That's what's different, and that's why we're confident this is going to work.
Anti-smoking advocates say they're thrilled by the ads. Matt Myers heads the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
For the first time, the federal government is really using the same quality advertising agencies, using the same kind of research that the tobacco industry has used for decades to market to kids. However, this time they're doing it to discourage tobacco use among kids.
NPR requested interviews with several tobacco companies, but they all declined. The ads will start showing up next Tuesday. The FDA plans to study about 8,000 teenagers to see how well the campaign is working. Rob Stein, NPR News.